We will be into an interview with Alex. Alex is an artist, radio, young reporter. He joins us to tell us about his new journey in the university. Welcome, Alex.
Hey, Solik. Thanks so much for having me. It's cool to be back. I just had a show, but I'm not usually interviewed, so it's cool to be on this side of the desk.
How was your year being so far?
Yeah, it's been good. I mean, so university, like you're saying, I'm starting university. We start on Monday, so we've had all sorts of orientation stuff happening, getting to know what it's going to be like, helping us transition from high school to university. But for the most part this year, it's just been a holiday, so that's been great.
Can you please tell us how you felt achieving such wonderful matric results?
Yeah, so I was very happy with my matric results because it was at the end of kind of 5 years of work building up to that and a really big last push in matric to get there and looking at what I needed to improve on and focusing on those, working on those, aiming for them to get better. So in the end, I was very happy.
Can you tell us how did you find out that you got the scholarship to go to UCT?
So on the day we got our results back, which was a Friday, I cannot remember, it was the 22nd of January, I think, that Friday we got our results back. In the morning, I woke up and saw that I actually had a missed call, which I don't often get because people don't really call so much anymore. It's all WhatsApp.
Yeah.
So I had this actual missed call and it was very exciting. It was a novelty and they'd left a message, which is even rarer than a call itself. And so I played out this message and it was the Vice Chancellor of UCT, Vice Chancellor Pakeng, who we've actually had at RX Radio before on my show. And I recognized the voice and then she said, this is the Vice Chancellor and she wants to be the first to offer me a position at UCT. So to say, this is before I've even got my results. They know, the universities all know our results before we do. And then she said also that they'd like to offer me a scholarship. So then I thought, okay. And she said, for your fantastic results. So then I was like, okay, I can relax now going to school. I know at least I'm in and my results hopefully are good. She seems to think so. So that was when I first found out.
How did you feel getting the score of this wonderful chancellor?
Yeah, it was amazing. I mean, to be personally called. And then because I missed the call, I tried to call her back, but she didn't pick up. So I sent a message because she says on her voicemail, just leave a SMS me and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. So I did that. And then she video called me in the evening, which was terrifying. So I was trying to run around the house to find somewhere that I looked presentable. And there was lights on at 8 o'clock in the evening, video call with the vice chancellor. And yeah, then we had a chat and she told me a bit more about the scholarship. And the most exciting part for me is that I get free IKEA's membership. So I get VIP access to the IKEA's rugby games. So that, even though I only applied to UCT, if I had applied to more, that would have been a big draw card for me. Yeah, I was happy to tell her I'd only applied to UCT and it was very exciting.
I heard you say you ran to a place where the lights was on. You can actually be lucky that ESCOM wasn't active that time.
Yeah, otherwise I would have been chatting with the Vice Chancellor in the dark. That would have been, yeah, not good. I'm glad though that the lights were on and so she could see me, I could see her. She was set up in her house. She'd been calling people all day, giving them good news. So yeah, she had a good job that day.
What's your plans to study at UCT?
Okay, so my plans for studying have changed a bit over the past while. So initially from quite way back, I was wanting to study film and media, mainly because of this, because of radio, because I've been involved in that. And then over time, I thought I don't necessarily need a degree to be able to go into radio, to go into TV, that sort of thing, especially with the incredible kind of jumpstart I've got from RX Radio and the experience already. It's incredible. So I've decided to study business science, majoring in computer science, because that's something I love, is computer science and also business, entrepreneurship. All of that, I think, can come together. Who knows, one day it's kind of in the management of some media company. That's an option. But I'll continue to kind of practice my behind-the-scenes on-air stuff because I've also joined UCT Radio. So that's very exciting as well.
Can I tell you something? Education never stops So once you finish your degree, you must study on.
Yeah, and I think the wonderful thing about radio is that we're always learning new things every day. And so that's definitely, for me, a part of it that I love. So even if, when my degree is done and dusted, if I'm doing radio, I'm still going to be learning.
What would you like to achieve in this year?
I think, well, at UCT specifically, I would like to get on air on UCT Radio this year. Basically, we have a bit of an induction for the first semester, and by the end of the first semester, you can kind of be slotted in somewhere on the graveyard if they think you're good enough. And then from there, you can go into kind of more primetime slots again if they like you. So that's a goal I've set this year, is to try and get on air on UCT Radio, and also to pass, because that's the more important thing to be doing at UCT. But yeah, the one I'll be looking at a bit more is getting on air on UCT Radio.
Since it's World Radio Day tomorrow, what does radio mean to you?
Yeah, radio for me has been a hobby. It's been a passion. It's not yet been a job, but very easily could be. Even if it is a job, it will still be a hobby and a passion because I love it so much. But like I was saying, I mean, I learn new things all the time on radio. I think it's so cool how you can connect with people. And there's such... I mean, people think if they've just listened to one radio station their whole life, they might have one idea of radio. But there are so many different kinds of radio stations and mediums. Yeah. I mean, you just need to listen to something like in Cape Town, RX Radio, very different from something like 5FM, Smile, KFM. Those are all different from themselves. Yeah. Cape Talk, very different. And I even listen to some British radio stations. I mean, BBC Radio 1's the biggest youth station in the world. And from all of this, because I love radio so much and because I want to be in radio, I listen to a lot of radio. And so I learn a lot. And I think being on air, interviewing people, the confidence it gives you, the people skills it gives you, all of that I love. Music, I love. Talking about big things that are happening in the world, the sport, the news, just, it's all so cool.
What would you like to say to the listeners in Matric 2022?
Yeah, so Matric, I think in many ways it can be an easier year than previous years, but it really depends on you. I mean, all the work you start doing now at the beginning of the year matters for the end of the year. You're going to need it for the end of the year. And the really nice thing is that often you'll have tests this year, you'll have a mid-year exam, you'll have a mock exam, and then you'll have your final. So you do the work several times before you write on it. And my advice is to you, I mean, in the Western Cape, if you go to the Western Cape Education Department's website, you just search WCED past papers. Yeah. There are past papers for every subject, from agricultural science to South African Sign Language, technical mathematics, maths, lit, everything. There are past papers. And those are the best way to be prepared for what you're going to see at the end of the year. And if you start doing those now on the content that you're learning now and stay up to date and do regular work, that's the best way to get through this year.
Is there anything else you would like to say?
I just want to say it's very cool to be interviewed on a show for once and not be on the other side of the desk, and to be here. I've enjoyed it, and also it's been very cool listening to your show so far, and I hope everyone at Red Cross is enjoying RX Radio being back. And good luck for the rest of the show.
I would just like to say a very congratulations to you, Alec. I'm so proud of you.
Thanks so much, Alec. And I hope to see when your results come out eventually. Same thing. Awesome.
Thank you for the great interview, Alec.